Paul from the Bronx. What's up, man?
Yeah, what's the deal, Paul?
Are you listening to this?
Yeah. I've been listening to it. And, you know, that brings me back to you, one of those dudes that found out what the secret was, and now you're bringing it to the masses and want to educate the people, and your man just found out the secret late in life and want to keep it to himself.
Is that Jeffrey? Would that be Jeffrey?
That would be Jeffrey, baby, trying to hold.
He's talking about you, Jeffrey. Is there anything you want to say to Paul to try to sway him with your magic?
No, I'm not keeping it to myself.
Listen, man, you need to come to the side and recognize that, you know what? Chicks ain't shit. It's about men. It's about growing the fuck up.
Chicks ain't shit.
That's the mantra.
See, but when you go out to a bar, you ain't going
Thank
out
you.
To meet
Thanks,
other
Paul,
guys.
Man. Thanks, man.
You know what I wanted to talk about? Because men are angry when they...
But
when,
you hear it, though, Jeffrey.
No, but men are
you
angry.
You hear it out
men
there.
Men are angry when they feel weak in the presence of women. And mm-hmm. look at what happens in strip clubs. Now, this is how full of shit men are. Mm-hmm. What do we hate most? We hate to be teased, right? Mm-hmm. We hate to be fucking teased. But guys go to strip clubs and spend thousands of dollars to be teased.
Okay.
They
no,
go
they
into strip clubs.
They spend thousands of dollars to go in the back room.
Well, they spend thousands of dollars on all kinds. I've seen guys spend all kinds of money there. And it makes no sense. Women get paid to take off their clothes,
mm-hmm.
right? Men, you know, women would never pay men to take off their clothes. They just
well,
go
they
take
do,
off your
but
fucking
it's,
clothes.
But it's fun.
Take off your clothes. And
strip,
guys,
women strip shit is fun. It's
what
like,
guy
yay.
Is saying, give me $20 before I take off my clothes? Guys are just whipping off
You're
their clothes.
You're talking about in term relative to real life.
You're talking about yeah. power.
Right.
Women's power is so strong.
Say what their power is, Jeffrey.
Some women.
What's the power?
The power of beauty.
No. What's the power?
Pussy. Well,
what's the power? You mean pussy power.
I want
pussy.
You to say it.
Pussy power.
Their
yeah.
powers in their pussy.
The powers in the pussy. Right. Yeah.
And where's the other power? This is why I say we're better.
But it's more
now,
than that.
Me and Erica was going at odds about this. Erica, on every level of life, men are better. We're smarter, faster, stronger.
On every level of life, I would like my man to be better. But unfortunately, there are a lot of weak-ass men out here.
Yes.
And the thing is, you're selling this philosophy. A lot of these dudes that are calling in are some weak-ass dudes.
Ooh.
You got, Patrice, first of all, Patrice, you got Ooh. Money. You happy as hell. You selling it like you women are the enemy and evil. Dude, you living good. The rest of these motherfuckers are not. And they're angry
because
than
I decided
you
know, to live good, though.
You created that for yourself.
You have to make a decision to do that.
You have to make a decision.
You made a decision as a young man.
But that's what you should be teaching these dudes, the secret to being successful and happy like you. But instead, they're angry. You're not even really all that mad. You're not.
No, but the same way that you reached your philosophy. See, Patrice, you, as I said before, you reached your philosophy. You reached your philosophy from thinking about these things for many years.
Yes.
Until it made sense to you. I did the same thing. Many years went into that. I didn't just come up with this stuff overnight.
Do you know what the epiphany was? The epiphany, as a friend of mine said, it was like you were David Banner. And what was the gamma rays that actually made me into the Hulk? It was Brazil. I went to Brazil. And quickly, it was basically, I was having such a good time with hookers. Like, I was very happy with third world hookers. You know, happier than, like, just relaxing. And I'm like, mm-hmm. this doesn't make any sense for me to have to fly 10 hours, possibly die in the jungle somewhere, possibly get robbed and murdered out there, possibly mm-hmm. get AIDS out there.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You were in a safe haven.
It was,
you were in Brazil, baby.
It was almost like all those fucking obstacles
you
was worth
that.
It. Right. And I'm like, I got to figure out how to make that happen for me here, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to just, I had all these philosophies in my head, but I just started to apply it. And let me explain something to you, how you apply it first. And this is for the guys out there. Only thing you have to really deal with, only thing you really have to deal with a woman is the threat of rejection. Front end rejection, meaning mm-hmm. I see you in the streets. I go, hi, how you doing, Supersonic? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? And you go, I don't like you. So mm-hmm. say you say to her, wow, your energy is so beautiful. And she goes, ugh, fuck you, motherfucker.
Right.
All you had to do was deal with that, the rejection. And once you apply that to yourself, where you go, you know what? I'm just going to stick fly paper everywhere, see what sticks. For women, and everything is a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Women have to deal with rejection on the back end. You have to deal with rejection after
you fall
everything
in love.
We give you to fuck you. This is the problem. You have to. I have to be a good lover. I have to have decent money. Charming. I have to have decent clothes. I have to have be funny. I gotta be. I gotta be everything.
You gotta start with funny.
For your funny vagina. I gotta be everything for your vagina. Wait, shut this bitch up. I gotta be everything for the vagina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where the resentment comes in is now you look at me like I'm supposed to love you like you love me, and you've done nothing lovable. Not one fucking thing have you done lovable. Why should I love you? Because I'm lovable. That's why we don't like you.
We're lovable.
Because you're not giving nothing.
No, you gotta love yourself before you can love
this
everybody.
This is horseshit.
That is real shit.
Horseshit.
Real shit.
Turn it back on, Danny. But this is what I'm saying. You do not fucking know. I know about women. You don't know about men. Because you don't need to. You need to now because you're reaching that tender age of old.
It's like the pretty girl who never develops a personality.
She's like Shaq. You know, she's like...
I wasn't talking about her, but I'm talking about
in general. And you know another thing that just popped in my head?
What?
You and Reggie's style is for... If you're a coach of the team, you and his style is for LeBron James. You understand? You know basketball at all?
No. Yeah.
LeBron James, 22 years old, phenom, a machine. Baddest motherfucker playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
My style is for Shaq. 37, knees fucked up, trying to figure out how to get a couple of good years out of that.
That's
who I am.
What I would say is this.
No. You're in it with the young women. You have patience. My thing is, I'm fucking mad at the shit. I'm so resentful, right, that I want to get the old bitches. When they're like, what do I do? Once they get ready to get out the league, here I come to explain your whole career to
coaches.
You.
You're trying to get
you,
coaches.
You guys catch him, and hopefully, if you catch him and you catch him,
they good.
When I see him or when another guy sees him, you'll be like, wow, you must have been talking to Dante when you was younger. But any bitch that ain't talking to you or talking to Dante, they get to me, they're in deep shit. Because I resent all the bullshit we gotta go through to fucking get pussy. That's how I feel about it.
Mm.
That's all y'all got.
But I don't understand what the resentment...
The resentment is why the fuck do you have to have a tie-dye shirt, a fucking a goddamn Tyrannosaurus skin shoes, dead snake faces, shave his beard, get up and shaving bald is a motherfucker. Got to shave bald, got to smell good, right? Got to do a lot of shit. Got to drive a nice truck, got to keep it clean, got to be able to read. If I was getting ready to fuck a bitch and she said I can't read, I'd be like, bitch, I don't want a tutor. I don't need you to be able to read.
I would say this, though.
If he didn't do it, it's more likely a woman wouldn't like him.
But Patrice, it's not that. What happens is, initially, when you're younger, you do those things to get women. But when you start to do it, you enjoy cultivating your personality. And that's what women find attractive, is when it becomes, when it's not a routine that you do to get women, it's when it becomes real.
And that's where the resentment wheel is. Meaning, I'm a winner. And I'm like, but see, having a vagina is almost like being a celebrity. Your vagina makes you think you're at my level of hard work. You walk out the house with sunglasses on, with earphones, with the fucking iPods to be like not bothered. Please don't bother me. No autographs, please. I'm a beautiful woman. It's like,
right.
I've fucking been doing this shit 16 fucking years. And now I got to use this to be able to say hello to you in the street.
But it's really hard to be a beautiful woman on the street. You know what they have to go through to walk on the street? And I'll tell you something. And it's very.
I'm gonna get Jeffrey. I swear I'm gonna choke this motherfucker.
It's a very because men, we don't know what that's like. It doesn't look
okay,
like how cool you are.
Ready? Listen, hold on. Time out. To me, you're the master.
But how many women come up to you on the street and want to take
ready?
You on trips?
Ready?
And offer you
ready?
Dinner? And
here it is. Let's boil it back down to pussy.
We don't get that shit.
If let's say we had something that women were after every fucking second of the day. Say every
that's
guy.
For money.
Say,
We don't know what it's
wait,
like.
Wait a minute.
Though.
Wait a second. What if God had cursed us or blessed us? Every guy had 10 G's in his pocket every day. And right. every day, women were out there going, hello. And in our mind, we're going, man, this bitch is just after my $10,000. Damn right. it. Now, just because she's after our $10,000, right? Does that make you special? Because she's
no,
chasing your 10
you
G's?
No, and every woman thinks that you're just after the pussy because that's what they got, that's $10,000.
Why? Here's the thing about my
so
$10,000.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about my 10 G's. I'm better than my $10,000. You understand?
Absolutely.
Bitch, want my 10? Take my 10, bitch, because I got $50,000 worth of shit you don't even know about up here. Bitches are not bigger than their pussy. Their pussy drives their whole shit.
And we're saying
the same
thing.
Better than
but
your pussy.
On,
you know,
and we're saying
Patrice,
the same
now,
thing.
Now, that's some bullshit.
Patrice,
that is some
be
bullshit.
Be better.
That
just
is
because,
some bullshit.
Just because you're not
my
better than your
pussy.
Don't
give me shit. Tell me how to make my pussy work for me, because the power you giving it, it don't have it.
It works for
no,
you.
Yes,
but
no.
Patrice,
God
you see,
damn.
Listen. We had to cultivate other things to overcome that power. See,
right.
you God gave you talent. Not only are you funny, but you have a point of view, which is one thing I always respected about you, because some guys get up and they're just saying shit just to be funny. You have a message, and your message is very clear, and you use your talent, and now you can get the women that you wanted. Before, we'd all just be regular
and
guys.
That, but that shouldn't,
guys
add to, that shouldn't add to what seems to be hatred or whatever. I'm using these strong
no,
but
guys have
words,
to
but that
make
shouldn't
themselves
add to that.
Unique.
If you get a guy,
because we remember what it was like
you got,
when you were
you get
kid.
A guy that's rich, a lot of times he doesn't have any character. A lot of times he's
oh,
a
that's
dickhead.
That's like what, a motherfucker with a giant
most
baby
are.
On for a dick.
Right.
A lot of motherfuckers with 12 inch dicks.
Don't they just assholes?
Most guys
even though
have
I want
nothing
one,
to
nigga,
say.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say, but go ahead.
That's what I said. I feel sorry for women sometimes because most guys have nothing to say. I listen to guys talking. They have nothing.
But they have nothing to fucking say.
Well,
that's
I don't know.
Not true.
I
that's
find
not
women
true.
That are interested.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, stop the presses. Because that made the lovely Hartford, Connecticut, Bridgeport nigger lover here open her mouth. Go ahead, my dear.
You must be dating the wrong people, because at the end of the day, I personally want someone who can mentally, physically, and emotionally
you want
stimulate.
Somebody who's
no.
better than
ready?
You.
Ready? Time out. Ready?
Stimulate me.
You, wait a minute. Do you hear?
I do the same. In order to have a conversation, you need
you're
someone.
You're assuming that
okay,
you
hold
do
on,
the
ready?
Same. You're assuming that you do the same. You're assuming that you're stimulating him when he might just be listening to your horseshit.
To get some ass. That's what I'm...
What if you
wait
don't
a minute.
Give it?
Wait a second.
Let
one second, Jacqueline. Let me ask you this. This is what I'm saying. See how that started? Let me tell you, even to boil it down, not even to repeat what you said. You know what bitches say? I let you eat my pussy. How arrogant of a statement is that to say, I let you give me pleasure? See how she started? I want. This is all things she wants. What do you have, Jacqueline, that makes me love you back? To be loved, you gotta be lovable. I'm lovable.
Oh, God.
You are, Patrice, you are lovable. But,
you
hold
said,
on, but hold
but
on.
But the arrogance, what you're talking about is the arrogancy.
It's arrogant to say that.
From when you say, I want this, you're not even taking into consideration that somebody might not find you interesting. And
well,
that's very
that's
possible.
Fine. I don't want to be with them.
But
wait, Reggie, listen, could you say, repeat what she just fucking
you
said?
You said because I don't want to be with him. If you don't want to be with somebody that might be interesting but doesn't find you interesting, you don't want to become interesting. You're not even considering
thank you.
That how somebody looks at you in your perspective because you don't
this
have
is,
to.
And this is the rejection. Now, if I see you in the street, Jacqueline, mm-hmm. here's what's going to happen. I got 50 levels. I'm going to go through a rejection. Hey, how you doing? Hello. I get that. Hello. Yeah. Then you go, okay. I've seen that before. Anyway, boom, 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 boom. Maybe 29.
Then you get,
maybe 29 I might get the number. Level 29. Women don't have even a level 2. What you do is go, I don't like him or I don't like him. Now, when I say to you, listen, quid pro quo, I traded you the implication of my entire existence for your pussy. Fair trade. Thank you, Precious. I traded my all the shit that you think you're gonna be with. I gave it to you to say, hey, look, I'm a funny motherfucker. Hey, look, I can read, I can write, I got good credit, nice house. You gave me some pussy. Nice trade. Thank you, sweetie. What in there made me need to like you when you were trading pussy for my existence? Why should I love you back? Now you need to work to love, to get the love you
but
want.
That's, but that's what
the
back... What
makes you think I don't work for the people that I love?
You do. I bet you women do work for the people love.
You gotta.
But what if he don't love you like you love him?
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
But why? Because listen,
it's called respect.
That's not has nothing to do with respect.
Wait, Patrice, I have a question for you.
Listen to her song.
You're just fucking cuckoo.
You're wait, Patrice,
you're fucking
Patrice, once you've like slept with a girl, once you've gotten the pussy, mm-hmm. like what keeps you going back then? Like obviously,
pussy.
Okay, you just, you want to get
it's
it again.
It's addictive.
But is there any woman so far like that you crack, haven't gotten tired of it
what's
after?
The, what's the choice?
It really is. Choice? You do get tired,
you get tired of it, right?
But unless... that's why me and my girl do the little threes and this and that, because it's a natural process. It's a natural thing. Like my girl, she doesn't become here. If you look at a, if you look at an army, right, and you come in, who am I more likely to send out to their death? A lieutenant or a private?
This is way too complicated for you.
To their death?
If it's a war, who do I send out to fight, private or lieutenant? Because I have no investment in that person. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I send them to do their job. So a private, if you're a private in my life, mm-hmm. you're just a fuck.
Expendable, and a fuck.
An expendable fuck. Beat
right.
it. Now, as you work your way into that, what happens is our time is like your pussy. And I've said that before, meaning this. The more I want to spend time with you, like if say if you with a guy and he cheats on you, right? You got to look at it like this. If you spend 16 hours a day with him, right? You hang out with him, you live with him, you sleep, you wake up together, you talk all day. If he gets some fucking side pussy from a fucking private, he ain't trying to fuck up the whole army, but you take it like that. Your worth becomes different. My girl got the key to my house. She feed my fish. The bitch can kill my fish. I love my fish. She can kill my fish. Mm-hmm. She can steal my fucking checks.
Right.
You understand? She knows my social security number. She knows places where I push it. She's more important than pussy. The pussy pie has shortened because I see it. She's not, when she pees, I go, ugh. If one of y'all peed, I'm like, ooh, she's peeing. That's dirty. Because it's new pussy.
Because you get used to
it's
it.
It's newness.
Yeah. Right.
It's just like when you ever been with a guy and you felt like, oh, wow, it feels like he's on his period. It feels like he acts like he's on his period.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what that is? To us, it's when we're faithful for long periods of time. We get the same symptoms. We get cramps. We get headaches. we fucking want to bleed.
God, I'm more like a guy.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's a curse. All see, this is why me and you, motherfucker Jeffrey, we gonna get at it because you're making excuses for them. We already have enough excuses. I'm on my period. What about my period? What about what God makes me suffer through? The shit that makes God you suffer doesn't make you special. So what? You can have a kid. That ain't your fault. That ain't your... It just is what it fucking is. So the fact that I want different pussy, it is what it is.
But I don't...
Why don't y'all try to understand that shit? That naturally we don't want to be with you for the rest of our life, and then you don't do anything to make me want to fucking think different.
But wait a minute, man.
I just had this relationship with a guy who doesn't want to be monogamous. He wants to get married, and he doesn't want to be monogamous.
That's
and this is the first
everybody.
Guy. I said, I don't understand. Why don't you just
that's
cheat on
everybody.
Me? Be like every other guy in the world, and just do what they do and shut your fucking mouth. Don't hurt me.
She's angry. See, this is... She's a chick up my alley. She old, don't know shit, just talking for no reason. This is up my alley. No question. What was you going to say?
I was going to say that I think I understand basically that most men are going to cheat. Men are the ones that expect monogamy for us and get upset when we fuck around.
Because you don't fuck around like us. We fuck around righteously.
But we do fuck around. Y'all just, I mean, we're smart
really?
Enough to know that you don't know.
You want a whole bunch of different dicks in you.
First of all.
Okay, don't answer the question.
This is the problem.
First of all.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Dante. Erica, answer the question. Do you want a whole, because I'll answer my own question. I want a lot of pussy. Different pussy. Do you want a lot of different dick? Exactly.
No.
I definitely would like more than one.
But do you want 25?
At the same time.
At the same time.
Can you hear that? Now the girl
that's
needs
to
have very
that's a whole other movie.
Right now! Yes!
What I...
Two dicks in your mouth, one in your ear.
No way.
My daddy listening. I can't really say, but I mean...
Erica, let me ask you a question. Now,
I definitely am not necessarily the most monogamous woman. And
would you rather be monogamous? Would you rather have a bunch of dicks, or would you rather have one that you want all?
I'd rather have a bunch of dicks. I'd rather have
Fair enough. How many is a bunch?
For me, 5 is cool.
At the same time.
Oh.
Erica.
Well, I'm saying, like, I'm single, I'm not married. You know what I'm saying?
You're single, not married, but see.
Single, not married. I'm dating a couple different people. Do you know girls that fuck a lot of guys?
Guys who fuck a lot of women are happy motherfuckers.
But the girls who
fuck a lot of guys are miserable.
Yeah, their dads fuck them.
I know, because really? You're so you fucking think? Charming and happy. Erica, you a mad motherfucker because you would rather have one. That's the animal you are. You don't want a bunch of different things.
Well, I'm talking about right now. Like, the sex is intimate. I'm not talking about ultimately for the rest of my fucking life.
I want 20 bitches all the time.
Sex is intimacy for women.
Even if it's
intimacy for men? Not necessarily.
We decide.
I can get laying down. As a matter of fact,
what
I'm saying is that a guy is taking up space in your body.
No, but that's for to feed your ego.
Wait a minute.
You think every bitch that fucks you loves you. You think every bitch that fucks you is enjoying it.
But she likes me.
Ego, but that's what you think. No, bitch is not fucking fuck you and not like you.
You cannot.
I fuck up most of the men I fuck, I don't necessarily like. They're here to fill the void until the right comes.
The void. That's the point. The pussy is not emptiness for men. It's not. First of all, y'all like to make it seem like a conscious decision whether or not it's intimate or not. We have to take a break. Hold that there. I'm sorry. We got to take a. Do you hear this fucking shit out there? God damn it. I just want to know. Tell people who's talking. That was Big Black Mama there. And before that. It was Miss fucking niggas in Bridgeport, but she don't tell nobody. Look at her face. Yeah. Let me tell you, that face she just made is Erica's yelling. It's like, that's how she controls. Like, that was uncomfortable, didn't like it. And everybody goes, like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not, that's why they're the enemy, Jeffrey. Her look don't work. Erica's mouth don't work. Her trying to be reasonable and sneak in there with her reasonable horseshit don't work. And Miss Crazy Motherfucker writing shit don't work either. They're the enemy because they all trying to get, just like we trying to, they think we trying to get pussy. They trying to get something with their techniques. They all have fucking techniques.
That's true.
Everybody's got techniques.
All of them.